The second ha'ara is, so it says three times in the Torah that there's a mitzvah to be oiler ragel. And we mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta that Rashi says in Chumash, the Rashi's in Parashas Mishpatim, that sometimes you have mitzvahs that the Torah chazes a second time and a third time, and sometimes even more than that. And when the Torah does that, the Torah is doing it for a reason. And the purpose of it is to teach us that these mitzvahs must be very, very severe. If the Torah tells it to you three times, there must be a reason. So this mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, the Torah didn't just mention once, didn't just mention it twice, actually mentioned it a third time. And if the Torah mentions it three times, then we know this, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is a very, very serious mitzvah. The truth is that if you look at the three times that the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, it says it almost in the identical way, but there are some nuances in each one of the psukim. I just want to focus on one of them. In Parshas Mishpatim, it says in the Torah, Shalosh pa'amim bashana, Yeira'eh kol zechorcha el penei ha'adin Hashem. So there's a mitzvah of re'iyah. And what does it mean, Yeira'eh? Yeira'eh kol zechorcha el penei ha'adin. You should see the adin Hashem, but it says el penei ha'adin Hashem. In Parshas Kisisa, it says, Shalosh pa'amim bashana, Yeira'eh kol zechorcha es penei. And again in Parashas Re'eh, Sholish Pamim Bashana, Yeirah Kol Zechorcha, Es Pnei Hashem Alekecha, B'makam Asher Yivchar, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, V'lo Yeirah Es Pnei Hashem Rekam. So Sholish Pamim Bashana, Yeirah, in Parashas Mishpatim, it says El Pnei Ha'odin Hashem. In Parashas Kisisa, and in Parashas Re'eh, it doesn't say El Pnei Ha'odin Hashem, but rather it says Es Pnei Ha'odin Hashem. And the shaila is, why is it in Parshas Mishpatim it says El Pnei Ha'adin Hashem, and in Parshas Kisisa and in Parshas Re'eh the Torah changed the language from El Pnei Ha'adin Hashem to Es Pnei Ha'adin Hashem? It seems like a nuance, but it's not. El Pnei Ha'adin Hashem and Es Pnei Ha'adin Hashem. In Mishpatim it's El, in Kisisa and Re'eh it's Es. L'chur etzarech bir, what's the difference? The truth is, we spoke out earlier in the parak from the Hafla and Panim Yafis, that the Hafla says that why did the Torah say Sholish Panim Bashana Yera Es Pene? So he said, we know that Es is Lerabois. What's Es coming to be Marba? So he said, just like the Gemara says, Es Hashem Lekechatira is Lerabois Talmidei Chachamim, so to Es Pene Adin Hashem is again Lerabois Talmidei Chachamim. It's the same Es Hashem. Es Hashem is Lerabois Talmidei Chachamim. And he said, Mikan Remes to the Chi of Chai of Adam Lahakpul Es Pnei Rabbi Beregel. This is a remes to the idea that a person has an obligation Lahakpul Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Es Hashem Lekechatira is Lerabois Talmidei Chachamim. And just like Sholish Pamim Bashani Yerah calls Churcha Es Pnei Hashem, so too Sholish Pamim Bashana, there's an idea of Re'iyah for your Rebbe, and that's the Makar Techai of Adam Lahakpul Pnei Rabbi Beregel. But the truth is, we mentioned this once, I found another pshat in why the Torah says Sholish Pamim Bashana Yeirah Es. And that is in the Sefer Eim Labina, which was written by Rav Yaakov Emden. So we've mentioned this several times, that recently there was a chumash that was discovered in a British museum. It was a Chamishei Chumashei Torah, Mikrois Gedolos. It was the chumash that Rav Yaakov Emden learned from for 40 years. So for 40 years, Rabbi Yaakov Emden learned from a chumash, and he would write agoyos on the side of this chumash. This chumash was found in a museum, and it was printed very, very recently. The name of the sefer is called Eim Labina. It's available at your local Sfarim store. And come on, this is the Haggais of the Yaivitz of Rabbi Yaakov Emden that he wrote on the side of his chumash as he was being mavesedra all these years. One of the prominent features of the sefer Eim Labina is Rabbi Yaakov Emden throughout his chumash was Dairish Kol Asim Shabbatayra. So the Gemara says, Shimon Amsuni, how you Dairish Kol Asim Shabbatayra? Till he came to Es Hashem Lekechatira, then he was Pirish. Achabar Rabbi Akiva, Velimoid, Es Hashem Lekechatira, the Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. Incidentally, we're going to see in tomorrow's daf that the Gemara said, had Rabbi Akiva know to be Dairish Kol Asim Shabbatayra, it's because Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Nachamish Gamzu. Kama David Rachman Latavavid, Nachamish Gamzu said Gamzu Latova, and Nachamish Gamzu was Dairish Kolas and Shabbatayra. So this was actually one of the things that Rabbi Akiva was Mekabel from his Rebbe, Nachamish Gamzu. But either way, so there was an idea to be Dairish Kol Esim Shabbatayra. Rabbi Akiva did it, Nachamish Gamzu did it, different Tanam and Shas that were Dairish Esim Shabbatayra. Rabbi Yaakov Emden was also Dairish Kol Esim Shabbatayra. And a big part of the Sefer Eim Labina is every single time it says Es in the Torah, you can look up in the Eim Labina and he's going to say Abshat. So I looked up on this pasuk. It says Sholish Pamim Bashana Yeirah Kol Zechorcha Es Pnei Ha'adin Hashem Alekei Yisrael. So what would Rabbi Yaakov Emden say? How is Rabbi Yaakov Emden Doirish this S? So on the words S Pnei Ha'odin Hashem Alekei Yisrael, today's Kriya, Parshas Kisisa, he says Ayin Le'il Shmois Chav Dalad Yod. So that was Ayin Le'il Shmois Chav Dalad Yod. The pasuk says as follows. It's in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. So in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, this is a classic Ein Muktam Uchav HaTorah. Torah goes back and talks about Maimon Har Sinai. Nasav and Ish was mentioned in the Parshas Mishpatim. And the pasuk says as follows. Vayiru Eis Elokei Yisrael. They saw SLK Yisrael. V'tachas raglov, k'masei livnas hasaper, u'ke'etzem hashamayim l'tar. This is one of the hard psukim there. Who's they? Not even Aviyu. But they, whoever they were, they saw SLK Yisrael. They saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. They saw the Shekhinah. But it doesn't say vayiru L.A.K. Yisrael. It says vayiru es L.A.K. Yisrael. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Es L.A.K. Yisrael ro. They saw Eselike Yisrael, Aval Elike Yisrael in there, but they didn't really see Elike Yisrael. Shtekach Kosov, Kilo Yurani Odom Vachah. They didn't see Elike Yisrael Mamish, but rather what they saw was Eselike Yisrael. And he explains that Eselike Yisrael is some inferior Re'iyah. It's a Re'iyah that he describes as Aspaklaria She'ena HaMe'ira. Right, we know Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was different than the Nevuah of Shaar Nevi'im. Shaar Nevi'im, they saw Aspaklaria She'ena HaMe'ira, meaning it was staticky, it was fuzzy, the Re'iyah that they saw. Moshe Rabbeinu was so clear. It was Aspaklaria HaMe'ira. And Zok, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Vayiru Esa L'Kei Yisrael, S is always L'Rabbi something. You know what it's coming to be, Marab? It's actually like being Mamayit in this case. They didn't see L'Kei Yisrael, but they saw something that's like L'Kei Yisrael. But they didn't see the real thing. What they saw was Bas Baklaria She'ena Mahira. So Zokri B'Yakiv Emden, that's what this pasuk means. When the pasuk says, Sholish Pame Bashani Eira calls the Churcha Es Pnei Adon Hashem Alekei Yisrael, what the pasuk is saying is, don't ever have a meaning that you're going to walk into the Azara and you're going to see literally Pnei Adon Hashem Alekei Yisrael. But rather, Sholish Pame Bashana Yeira calls Churcha Es Pnei Hashem Alekei Yisrael. Ayim Mashak Osavti Le'il Chavdal Yod. What is he writing Chavdal Yod? They didn't see L.E.K. Yisrael Mamish. They saw something similar. It was Basbaklar Yusha'in Ami'ira. They saw what was a Nishke Zen Klar. The point is that they didn't see literally the Shekhinah, but rather what they saw was Basbaklar Yusha'in Ami'ira. So I was thinking maybe it's Hafla of a fella. In Parshas Kisisa, they saw Es Pnei Hashem. In Parshas Re'eh, the mitzvah is to see Es Pnei Hashem. But in Parshas Mishpatim, it says Shalish Pamim Bashani Yerah Kol Schurcha El Pnei Adin Hashem. What's the difference between Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Kisisa, and Parshas Re'eh? What happened between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Re'eh? You know what happened? What happened was the Chet HaEgel happened. We read today the Chet HaEgel, but we read the Chet HaEgel in the Aliyah of Levi, because the Levium, they weren't a chelik of it, and as a result, it's not bizyonis for them, and that's why it's a very, very long Kayin and Levi, because we read it during Kayin and Levi. The mitzvah of Sholish Pamah Bashan is already at the end of Parshas Kisisa. It's not the Chet HaEgel. We know that after the Chet HaEgel, Klai Yisrael, they lost tremendous madregas. They were nechoiz darg in a very, very significant way. So lulei de mistafina, maybe you could say, that had Klai Yisrael never sinned with the Chet HaEgel, we would have been zoicha to Sholish Pamah Bashan Yerah Kol Zuch El Pnei Ha'Adin Hashem. It wouldn't have been Es Pnei Ha'Adin Hashem, but the Yid would have walked in and he would have had a tremendous clarity. He would have been Zoicha to Shalish Pamim Bashani Eira Kol Zechurcha El Pnei Ha'Adin Hashem. What happened was there was a Chet HaEgel. And because there was a Chet HaEgel, Klai Yisrael lost Madregas. So therefore, when the Torah chazes over the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel for the second time, and then in Parshas Re'eh, when the Torah chazes it over for the third time, now there's already a nuance. Now the mitzvah is not Lireis El Pnei Adin Hashem. Now it's Lireis Es Pnei Adin Hashem. What happened? Because we went from being able to see Mitach Klarkai, now it's going to be only S. It's not the real thing. Now it's going to be Basbaklar Yisha'in Ami'ira. In the perfect world, it would have been Basbaklar Yami'ira. But it's not a perfect world, and therefore it was seen by Spaklari Shein Ami'ira. You know, another one of the differences between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kisisa is that in Parshas Kisisa it says in the Torah that when you're going to go up to be Oyle Rego, you have nothing to worry about. Nobody's going to start up with you. There's a special haftacha that you can leave all your things behind. You have nothing to worry about. Nobody's going to start up with you. In this week's Parshas Kisisa, he says, I don't understand. He says, why did the Torah mention this in Parshas Mishpatim? Why did Torah wait to Parshas Kisisa to say that, don't worry, you can be a reg of a layach midishes artzacha? The Torah already mentioned the Parshas Meshpatim. Sholish pamim bashoni yeiro kol schorcha el penei adin Hashem. So why did the Torah in Parshas Kisisa first say a layach midishes artzacha? It should have said it already in Parshas Meshpatim. So Meir Simcha says, you know why? Because the Gemara says in Erev in Dafnun Dalad Amadal, Umoli nishtabru luches rishoynis, loy shalta behem umavaloshin. Had the luches rishoynis not been broken, no umavaloshin would have had any shlit in Klal Yisrael. Parshas Mishpatim was before the Shviras Aluchas. It was before the Chet HaEgel. It was before Leich Rei Tishich HaSamcha. That Aliyah L'Regel didn't need the promise of Aliyach Midish HaSar Tzicha. Because anyways, Loi Sholta Bahem L'Uma V'Loshin. It was Davka Parshas Kisisa. Was Dosa Givei Noch the Chet HaEgel. Noch the Chet HaEgel. Now already Klal Yisrael is fear game. Now all of a sudden we're going to be hunted. This is going to be Goliath. This is going to be Yoy Pokti or Pokadati. Now all of a sudden Uma V'Loshin Shan Emol is going to be Shoyot in Klal Yisrael. Now you're going to go be Oyla Regal. Who's promising when you're going to come home? You may not have Parnos anymore. Right? You talk about the Shomrei Shviyas, the Gibayri Chayil. Every year that was Oyla Regal was Gibayri Chayil. Who said anything is going to be home? Now we need Avtacha. Says the Torah, V'layach Medishas Artzacha. Simcha was already megalotas that the shinuyim in the parsha of the mitzvah of sholich pamim mashon of aliyah l'regel between parshas mishpatim and parshas kisisa. And what's it based on? Because what happened between these two tzivuyim, the chet ha'egel happened. And once the chet ha'egel happened, things changed. And that's why mishpatim we didn't need avtocha v'layach midish etzaretzecha. Or in kisisa we do need avtocha v'layach midish etzaretzecha. So derech zeh maybe in parshas mishpatim would have been sholich pamim mashon yirah kol schurcha el pineya oden Hashem. The Re'iyah would have been on a higher level. Now, it couldn't have been Mamish Re'iyah, Kilo Yirani Adin V'chai. But at the same time, it would have been El Pnei Adin Hashem. But then there was a Chet HaEgel. Then Klal Yisrael fell Madregas. And because we fell Madregas, now it can't be El. Now it's only going to be S.